Earth and Sky.
If I could sort of focus people's attention, I would actually focus attention on local dams, many of which are quite small, and many of which are more or less invisible to the local community.
You're listening to David Freiberg, a hydrological engineer at Stanford and an expert on dams. He said, counting the little dams in local communities, there are millions of dams in the U.S.
We have this aging system of infrastructure out there, and the decisions are the typical decisions that we make about power lines and pipelines and sewers. Do we replace them? Do we remove them? Do we upgrade them?
Freiberg stressed, considering dam removal on a case-by-case basis, he mentioned the Searsville Dam in California, where sediment has built up in the dam's reservoir.
The dam blocks the migration of an anadromous fish, but the ecosystem that's been created on the deposited sediment supports a very high density of nesting songbirds. So now we have this very interesting trade-off. If we remove the dam to facilitate passage of the anadromous fish, can we predict the consequences to the nesting songbirds?
He doesn't know if both species can be protected.
There are no simple answers.
More interviews with scientists at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.